about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about counterfeit drugs. Tell how they're counterfeit, what is really going on with that, and, you know, just what to look out for, because this whole Avastin thing that we dealt with a couple weeks ago scared the heck out of a lot of people. And unfortunately, they were coming to doctors' offices and not to people directly. But counterfeit drugs are out there, especially since more and more people are buying their drugs over the Internet. So we're going to talk about that. Also, a pretty cool device for gastroesophageal reflux disease, GERD. This is kind of cool. We'll talk about that because I know many of us have that, the burping, et cetera. Talk about some migraines that many of us older women get and what could be done. Some more gum disease stuff. And just, you know, a lot of cool things. I also want to get to some of your emails, but of course we'll pick the most fascinating ones because I like to kind of keep it hopping over here. But please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember that millionaire who adopted his girlfriend, right, to avoid losing part of his estate? Well, the polo tycoon John Goodman was found today guilty of DUI, manslaughter, and vehicular homicide for killing the 23-year-old boy, Scott Wilson. From what I understand, though, he will be doing jail time. Let me see. Actually, he faces up to 30 years of prison. He hasn't been sentenced yet. However, it does look like that the adoption went underway. So not only will his kids still have access to his estate, so will his girlfriend. I don't know how that can happen, but I guess you are able to adopt 40-year-old women, right? Was the girlfriend in her 40s or in her 30s? I guess you could do that. But anyway, he looks unhappy. And you should see the car. They have pictures of what the car looked like. And it's absolutely heartbreaking. What did Geraldo say about the boy who was shot in Florida? Didn't he kind of put his foot in his mouth? What happened today? I'm looking that up. That was used. Remember with Trayvon Martin, I guess Geraldo was saying, you know, telling kids to stop wearing the hoodies. Aren't hoodies, my kids love hoodies. I thought everybody wears hoodies. I didn't realize hoodies are supposed to be a sign of, because remember when we went to school, gang members would wear certain clothing, right? Or you'd have like the Crips and the Bloods, and there was something. I jog my memory here. But, I guess Geraldo said that, you know, we should tell our kids to not wear hoodies anymore. I don't know. My kids love hoodies. I see everybody in hoodies. They're very convenient. I even have hoodies. If it rains, I get to put my head under the hood. I think it's one of the most brilliant pieces of clothing. I don't know. I guess Geraldo got to, even his son got mad at him and tweeted. All right. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, as you can tell, a lot of times I do my show after I've eaten my lunch or dinner, and so I will be burping. And why do we have GERD? Why do we have reflux? Well, many of us have, and we've talked about this, the lower esophageal sphincter. And no, it's not near the rectum. Your lower esophageal sphincter connects your esophagus to your stomach. Now, there has to be some sort of valve there. Otherwise, you would have acid from the stomach always going up to your esophagus, and your esophagus isn't built for stomach acid. Well, many people with GERD have a weakness in their lower esophageal sphincter. Therefore, that's why acid does come up, as well as food. You know, people tell me, Dr. Dahlia, when I burp, it's not just burping. Food comes all the way up, and I don't want to make anybody sick, but we've all been there, you know. I mean, absolutely horrible. So this is kind of interesting, and I'm not really sure how this works. I guess there's it's a device that is comprised of titanium beads with magnetic cores that are joined with titanium wire to form a circular shape Boy, I don't know if you'd be able to have an MRI. You could probably go through a TSA scanner, but probably not an MRI with this one. Titanium you could, but you couldn't with the magnetic cores. The device is implanted in the lower esophageal sphincter. Stop giggling. Really, people, stop giggling. It's a circular-shaped muscle at the base of the esophagus that's designed to prevent the reverse flow of stomach contents. Oh, well, they worded it nicer than me. Okay? And then the magnetic beads are meant to reinforce the LES and keep it closed. This device was evaluated in a study involving a whopping 44 people. Adverse reactions with swallowing problems, chest pain, vomiting, and nausea. Well, then, I guess, if people who have the device implanted should not have an MRI test. Okay, that's what I just said. So what good is that? Okay, that was... All right, well, you know, nice. Oh, it's called the Lynx Reflux Management System. All right, nice try, guys. Nice try, but if people have a chest pain and swallowing problems, they can't do an MRI if they need an MRI, that doesn't really help us. Thank you, waste of time. Absolute waste of time. We are taking your calls at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so many of us ladies and men have migraines. Many of us women, though, it has to do with hormonal changes. And it's interesting because young girls will have migraines. You'll also get them in your 30s. But then some of the worst migraines we get are the premenopausal ones. And those are very, very rough. Now, migraines, we've spent a significant amount of time on the show talking about it. I kind of don't want to talk about it again because every time I talk about migraines, I get one. And I really cannot go through the next few days having a migraine. So, unfortunately, you guys are just going to have to Google it. All right. But I will, though, give some people a piece of advice. One thing my doctor did for me, and I know you all don't want to hear about my menstrual cycle, so I won't go into it in too much detail. But for those of us that do get the cyclic migraines, because drops in hormones can do it, especially a drop in estrogen right before your period, she actually gave me like a 3-day course of estrogen to take each month, right, as I'm off my birth control to have your withdrawal bleed, et cetera. I don't care if you're eating. All right, you take that little bit of estrogen, a little estrogen patch, and it really does work and it stops the headaches. So my recommendation to you all is, no, don't go on estrogen, but if many of you are having cyclical migraines because of hormonal drops, maybe you just need that little bit extra. You'll still have a period, and it'll hopefully prevent the headache. Talk to your doctor about it first. All right, don't go away. We got a lot to talk about. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashes tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality non-GMO heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in a bag that is heat sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay, call today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So a couple days ago, my patient came in saying, look, I want to take one of my friend's Adderalls, but it looks funny. So will you take a look at this for me? And I think he pulled it out of his pocket, and it was in his hand. Now, I don't get mad at my patients for that. I want them feeling like they could come to me. If they're afraid that they can't come to me because I'm going to yell at them, right, and tell them to throw, and yell and scream, then I don't know what's going on with them. So, just like with a parent, you want your kids coming to you telling you they're doing drugs or having sex. So you have to, you have to be very, very delicate, okay? So, first of all, I go, okay, why are you walking around with pills in your pocket? Why are you taking your friend's pill? But I told him, I go, I don't recognize that. I don't know what that is, and I would probably advise you not to take it. Okay. And then, of course, he goes, oh, I'll throw it in the toilet. And I'm like, no, we're going to confiscate it, properly. You don't want to put medicines like that in the water system. But counterfeit drugs are huge and a lot bigger than you think. Now, you remember those test strips, right, for diabetics? Remember those were counterfeit? So people thought their blood sugars were normal when they weren't. We talked about the Avastin, the cancer drug that was fake. This is a huge industry, the counterfeit drug industry. From what I understand, especially in underserved nations, 70% of their drugs are from these counterfeit companies. right? And they say thousands upon thousands of deaths are happening each year. And the FDA can't control in our country either, right? Because people are shopping online. The company looks great. The company looks like it's, you know, an American company, et cetera. And you're shipping things into, and it's not always that. I mean, sometimes it could even get into your mail order, et cetera. This is a big industry, and these people, they aren't amateurs. And it's not, when we talk about counterfeit drugs, it can actually still be a legitimate drug. For example, people think, well, counterfeit drugs is going to have a bunch of fake stuff like the Avastin. It had some sort of a compound that was inert. You know, patients are thinking they're going to be getting a chemotherapeutic agent, and they're getting something completely inert. But some of these products, like, for example, let's say you think you're going to be getting a Lipitor 40 milligram. They will updose the bottle. So they'll give you a Lipitor tablet that actually either has Lipitor on it or, you know, so it looks like a legitimate drug because it is the true Lipitor drug, but they pretend it's the 40. So you're thinking you're getting the 10 milligrams and you're getting the 40. This is why I caution you all, you know, even taking medications over the counter and a lot of these quote unquote supplements, you know, I mean, if there's a possibility that some of our pharmaceuticals could be fake, and you're not getting the proper amount of dosing. Now you know why I keep saying, I don't know what you're getting over the counter. So be careful. Now, usually your pharmacy and your pretty well-known pharmacies are probably your best source of protection. And I would also have to say, if you don't get your medications through pharmacies, going to the pharmacy, picking it up, or from a legitimate like Merck Medico, Caremark, etc., and you do have a question of a pill, I would probably say some of the best people to go to are your pharmacists. Your pharmacists are some of your most underutilized professionals out there, and they are a wealth of information because many of us doctors, we don't know what the pills look like. I always try to look at my patients' pills, but whatever I learned now is all moot because now once these medications go generic, they could be any color. I used to have the whole Synthroid xylophone memorized. I knew what every Synthroid color was. Somebody could say I'm on a light peach. Somebody could say I'm on an orange. I knew exactly what dose they're on. And then, of course, you know, Synthroid being generic, they could be any color. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Hello? Oh, I hear something.
Yes, hi. My name is Richard. And,
hi, Richard.
I had a question about some fake Xanax bars that have been going around. I normally got them from my doctor, but he cut me off. He didn't think I needed it anymore. But I ended up getting some on the street, and they work, but they look totally different than real Xanax bars. They're thinner. Mm-hmm. They're about a little over a millimeter longer. The printing on the capsule is, you have X-A-N-A-X. And most of the real ones that I've seen, the A-N-X is slightly smaller than the two X's on the end.
They fit, right. They have to fit.
I took a few last night, and they worked, but I had most painful, awful heartburn that I've ever had in the world. I was throwing up in bed and getting up in the middle of the night. I've got a headache this morning, and I didn't get these from the pharmacy, so.
Yeah.
I mean, this is probably self-explanatory. I probably ought to just throw them in the trash, but just wondered if you've ever heard of anything like that. I did have a fake batch once before, and they were extremely bitter. And they didn't work at all. These ones here have a sweet coating on the outside, and then they taste bitter. They do work, but after Montezuma's revenge last night, I'm not sure I should take any more. My name's Richard.
Thank you, Richard. No. Don't be buying controlled substances. Controlled substances are probably your biggest group. of counterfeits. I mean, anything could be counterfeit. You could have Lipitor counterfeit. You could have Lexapro, Ambien out there. But I would probably say you're going to be the most vulnerable trying to get your controlled substances. Now realize, doctors now are being scrutinized for our controlled substances. Okay, Richard was saying in this call that he, his doctor cut him off. Yeah, we're going to be seeing more and more doctors cut people off. Now, we were watching this Whitney Houston case because they were talking about going after the doctors for giving Whitney Houston anxiety medicines, and the news broke the other day saying, no, it was cocaine and a heart condition. So no one's going after her doctors, but there is another doctor right now up on criminal charges because her patients took pain medicine, mixed them with alcohol, and died. So what we're going to start seeing is many doctors say, I'm not going to write that medicine for you, which is going to now cause a bigger market and a bigger demand for controlled substances. And with more demand becomes an incentive to supply. I'm going to tell you guys right now, do not get this off. And honestly, Richard, I commend you for your honesty, you know, for calling in. I don't want you guys embarrassed. I would rather you, I'd rather you, you know, come forward. Even if it's anonymously, to let one of us know what's going on so we could say no. Now, the Xanax medications, let me see, how could you tell if they're fake? I mean, there is a certain size to them. I'm pulling up a picture right now. WebMD has the different, I guess, Xanax pills. They do. They say Xanax on there. They say the dosage on one side, and then you see the score on the other. But then you have the 2-milligram bars, those Xanax bars, which a lot of you take. I don't like writing those 2-milligram dosing. You know, that's a big amount, and it's the max. But he's right. You have the two X's on one side for Xanax, and then the ANA is a little smaller in the middle, and then on the flip side it says 2. All right, you know, you almost have to really know your pill to know if what you're getting is fake. But again, I mean, don't be getting these medicines off the street. I mean, if you want to be safe, you have to go through a pharmacy. The only problem is the only way to go through a pharmacy is to actually have a doctor's prescription. You guys, you can't sidestep that. All right, and doctors have to prescribe it because it is a controlled substance. You know, I believe it's a felony for you to be in the possession of controlled substances without some sort of a documentation that it was prescribed. And you can't fly. Don't try to fly, you know, or go out of the country having medications in your pockets. You need to be careful. But if you have any question over the medication that you have, well, first occasion, when in doubt, keep it out. Don't put anything into your body that you don't know. No, we're not talking about dating. We're talking about medications. When in doubt, keep it out, okay? I mean, yeah, I guess that goes for everything. And if you are confused, let's say you did get a bottle, you did purchase something through an online pharmacy, you could run it by your pharmacist. If the pharmacist says, look, I don't know, I wouldn't go there, dispose of it properly. Also, I believe the FDA has, let me see if I could find that website really quick. From what I understand, the FDA also has websites that they could send you to on how to, you know, determine if a medicine looks funny or not. But just, you know, please guys, be careful. It is not worth it. It really isn't. Like I said, there's a variety of ways these things can hurt you and even kill you, like heparin. Heparin, a medication to help prevent blood clots, had been circulated as not even having the active ingredient. You could die of a blood clot, or you could be overdosing on something. Just stay away from them, and like I said, when in doubt, leave them out of your body. All right, don't go away. We got much more to talk about on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been, thankfully, the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps. without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Well, what you may think is bad for the bones or bad to the bones may not be so bad. Bacteria is actually looked upon pretty nicely this week in the media. Bacteria is good. Did you guys see that last week where they said those of us trying to keep our kids super clean are actually hurting them because we're not letting them grow a nice immune system? Well, we've talked about that on my show, how bacteria could boost your immunity. Well, again, either somebody finally listened to my show and then did a study, or they were just doing a study coincidentally. But here they go. Bacteria helps the body beef up immunity. See, you know why they used the term beef in their title? Because remember last week, beef was bad. So if anybody Googled beef, now this title would come up. It's all a game in the media. It really is. It's all a game. All right, so bacteria help body beef up immunity. So now they come up on the search for beef, and somebody reads their article. All right, so we've talked about this. We've talked about how bacteria can actually protect you. Now, of course, we're going to be talking a little bit more later about gum disease and how that bacteria can actually hurt. And we know bacteria hurts. It could cause pneumonia, it could cause sepsis, etc. However, nature wouldn't have bacteria if there wasn't a reason for it. And bacteria do certain things. Remember we were talking about yeast infections? Yeah, back to the gynecology. Sorry, guys. Right? Why do women get yeast infections? Or a gentleman called in, I think he had thrush. He had yeast in the mouth. Because if there's a change in your bacterial flora and the environment with your bacteria, then there's a change causing opportunistic infections to grow. So bacteria make the environment acidic for a reason, and that keeps the yeast down. When bacteria are gone because of an antibiotic or because of another issue, then the yeast sometimes will overgrow. And so bacteria have its place. And this is another reason why there was that theory for appendixes actually having a use. We talked about this years ago on my show. The appendix may not be a useless organ. What they think the appendix does is it's a hollow tube and it houses trillions of bacteria. And what it does is it squirts the bacteria into your gut when it feels like you need more bacteria. So it does have a use. Now, people that have their appendixes taken out, we aren't really seeing more bowel issues. We really haven't seen things go wrong. But, of course, they haven't tested that type of theory. Well, let's take a look. Do they have more irritable bowel? Do they, I mean, you know, they're going to have to look at, I guess, the thousands upon thousands of people that have had appendixes taken out and then see if they've noticed any different issues. The only problem is as we age, we get more bowel issues. You know, kids don't have any of the stuff, well, most kids don't, that we deal with as we become middle-aged. So it's hard to say. You could get your appendix taken out in your 20s and then have bowel issues later. You know, my father, he had his appendix taken out in the Army, right? You know, but I just remember him always sitting on the toilet, right? You know, I mean, I would have to wake up an hour early to get my hair done and do everything because he only had one bathroom, of course, in the place. And so then, you know, because when Daddy had to go to the bathroom, you know, you can't use the bathroom before or after or during. Let him read his magazine, take his time. So maybe that's because of his appendix. I don't know. You know, appendixes, if it keeps everything copacetic. So anyway, let's see here. All right, this is called the hygiene hypothesis. Scientists have suspected that it played a role in how diseases affect people in the modern hand-sanitized world, but they never had specific evidence. So a new study from researchers at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston has now changed that. They studied two kinds of mice, of course, the mice. One group had been exposed to a normal bacteria environment, and another group was germ-free. When scientists compared the immune systems of the two groups of mice, they found what they cited as evidence to support the hygiene hypothesis. The mice that had been exposed to microbes had stronger immune systems than the germ-free mice. Well, of course, duh. The germ-free mice had exaggerated inflammation in their lungs and colon, similar to what is seen in humans who have asthma and ulcerative colitis. The researchers also found that a particular immune cell called the natural T killer cell was particularly hyperactive in these mice. Now, once these bacteria that were germ-free, these weeny bacteria, were finally exposed to bacteria, it looks like their immune systems went back up to a normal level. Now, many of us parents, you know, are nodding our head because we're remembering daycare with our kids. Our kids that had to be in daycare or had to be babysat in a room with multiple other kids that were exposed to, you know, multiple germs, they actually ended up doing better cold-wise than some of these other kids who were single children, never in a institution until kindergarten, and then they get sick. This happened with one of my family members. My mom at the time was a stay-home mom. And never sent him to preschool because if she would put him in for one day, he'd get sick, you know, because she kept protecting his immune system. And then, you know, it took a while of him being in school to finally toughen up. And why does that work? Well, because, you know, your body gets exposed to things and then your body has a whole immune system with your T cells and your B cells. And, you know, they recognize bacteria and antigens and they form antibodies against them. Now, of course, you know, you don't want to thrust your child in a bacteria atmosphere when they're weak. You know, I mean, there is a delicate balance. You know, that's why we've been kind of concerned about moms trying to find chickenpox parties, right? Okay, you know the whole issue with chickenpox and people trying to sell lollipops. You guys remember that? All right, well, what's been happening is, you know, in the olden days, we'd get chickenpox the natural way. And when you got chickenpox the natural way, it was miserable. You were itching. You'd get scarring. Parents would have to be out of work. You know, fever, malaise, crying, calamine baths. But you'd get lifelong immunity to chickenpox. And then, of course, the chickenpox would decide to live in a nerve, and then later it comes out when we're adults as shingles. Really, really nice. So they've come out with the varicella vaccine against chickenpox. And then they have a separate shingles vaccine also for adults. So kids have been getting the vaccine. However, some of these kids that have gotten the chickenpox vaccine, which has been out for, I think, about 12 years now, 12, 15 years, some of these children may not be completely immune. And what some parents are really concerned about is if a child isn't completely immune and they end up coming down with chickenpox when they're older, that could be extremely dangerous. Chickenpox, when you get when you're younger, is a lot more mild than when you get it when you're older. One of my friends, he got chickenpox when he was in college, and it was all up and down his esophagus. I mean, as a child, our chickenpox, it hits our chest, it hits our arms, our face. This was going up into his, you know, mucosal membranes. Couldn't eat. I mean, almost was hospitalized. Dangerous, dangerous stuff. So we don't want your kids to get chickenpox when they're older. So what's been happening is parents have been freaking out, all right? If the parents don't want to get their child vaccinated, whether they don't believe in vaccines or whatever, now they have a child that's never had chickenpox, so they're trying to find chickenpox that's out there. Yet, if all these kids have been vaccinated at school because the vaccine has been out for the last 12 years, parents can't find any other children with chickenpox, so they can't bring their kid over to play like we used to when we were kids. I know that sounds confusing, right? Parents want their kids having natural chickenpox, but there's no natural chickenpox out there anymore because most kids were vaccinated. So every now and then, when there's a case of a child having chickenpox, moms who haven't vaccinated their kids are going crazy trying to get germs from that kid to give their child, and the mothers of that affected child are selling their spit, selling their snot, selling their lollipops, etc. And that's, I think, a felony. I don't think you are allowed to send infectious disease in the mail. And that's what they're doing. They're sending licked lollipops, right, in the mail to people who will buy them, and they'll spend a lot of money. And then the mom gives their child to lick that lollipop. It's crazy. It is. My recommendation to parents, for those that aren't against vaccines, is if you're worried that the vaccine didn't immunize your child completely, one thing you could do is you could do a blood test to see if the antibodies are there. If the antibodies are there, your child then does have enough of an immune response. If not, then give a booster. Okay? For those that don't believe in vaccination that want to try to find natural, they're hunting neighborhoods down of kids with chickenpox. So what was the point? I don't know, germs and trying to get the immunity. Oh, the point is some people think the natural exposure is better than the vaccine. That's what they're talking about. All right, don't go away. We got more to talk about on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN radio special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN radio special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquid. Extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce this glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, diabetics have to go to the doctor or the dentist just like any of us need to. Another study came out saying dental disease could hurt diabetics even more than those of us that don't have diabetes. And, of course, I answer that a duh. We know that. All right. But we just forget. And sometimes these articles are nice. You know, I think sometimes these articles repeat themselves because they have nothing better to talk about. So it's always good to go back to diabetes. You know, so many Americans have diabetes. So if you don't have any medical news to shoot out, right, these articles will go back to diabetes. But I have to admit, diabetics are so doctored out. I really feel bad for my diabetics, right? They're going to the foot doctor. They're going to the heart doctor. They're going to the eye doctor. They're going to their internist. That sometimes, again, dental gets pushed by the wayside. But treating gum disease of people with diabetes, they say, actually can reduce your medical costs and hospitalizations. Because what if infection causes high blood sugar and you have chronic infection in your gums? You know, whenever I have a diabetic say, gosh, I can't get my sugar down. we look for infection. We look in their urine, we look in their lungs, but we forget to look at their teeth. So they did a study, and they looked at people that got regular dental health versus those that didn't, and they actually found that there was $1,800 less spent in the treatment group than in the control group, and that's a lot of money. So if you want to save money and you want to protect your health, don't forget about your teeth. Pretty important stuff. Okay. Now, the FDA is starting to flex its muscle now. Whew. To restrict use of antibiotics in livestock. All right. Yeah, see, the FDA wants money. We talked about that, right? The FDA wants more money, you know? Right? They say they need more money to do their job because of that whole listeria outbreak last year. And my question is while the millions of dollars are getting each year, they didn't do their job. So fire the people that didn't do their job, hire new people that will do their job, and you don't need more money. So now they're acting like they're very busy. Right? FDA is all really, really busy now. So they say now the FDA must address the use of antibiotics in livestock. A federal judge in New York has ruled in a lawsuit a signal that the FDA may soon ban the practice of antibiotics due to longstanding public health concerns. Even though antibiotics are supposed to protect us from disease, antibiotics are causing disease. Like we talked about with the MRSA, the nasty antibiotic-resistant staph. The ruling, they say, favors a coalition of plaintiffs, including the Natural Resources Defense Council, which filed suit last May in a bid to push the FDA to exert more control over agricultural use of penicillin and tetracycline. They've been using tetracycline for years, since I think the 70s. All right, they use penicillin and tetracycline to protect chickens, pigs, and cattle from disease, and they say to speed their growth. But remember, you don't want a diseased chicken. Oh, and here it goes. It's a practice that goes back to decades, back in the 70s. That's what I said. Apparently, the FDA was concerned back then, right? But not much has been done, I guess. So now they've been using antibiotics. Now we have antibiotic-resistant infections. They say 20% of the antibiotics used in the United States are actually given to people suffering from bacterial infections. The rest of them are given to livestock. So really, so we're giving more antibiotics to livestock than we are to people. And the livestock is increasing our resistance. Oh, it's such a cute picture. We got a little pig with the nose coming up. Oh, I wish I could show that picture. It's so cute. Pigs. I think the little piglets are cute. The old grandpa pigs don't look that cute, but this is a real cute picture. I'm going to have to minimize it because I can't concentrate. Look at this little snout. Oh, it's cute. It's from the LA Times if you want to see the cutest snout picture. Okay. So good. The FDA is doing something. It's nice to know that our taxpayer money is going to something. It just, Well, what do they do? I mean, if you have commercial farms losing their livestock to disease and the FDA is banning use of antibiotics, what do we do? I mean, one of my jobs at the EPA, when I worked for the EPA, is to do studies on ivermectin and avermectin. These were anti-parasites that were used in livestock because these animals get parasites. And antibiotics don't handle the parasites. You need anti-parasitic medications for those. So this is going to be something that's not going to be an easy fix. It's very easy to say, all right, I am anti-antibiotics. Very easy to say that. I can say that as a doctor. Stop the antibiotics. Stop all the antibiotics. Stop. Oh, it's not really realistic. It's not really practical. Okay? If we're losing livestock, we still need to feed our population. Okay? We don't want to start importing food like we're importing oil. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, let's go to the phone lines. We got Mike on the line. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Oh, good. My dad's still in the hospital. They took him from a health care facility, and he went downhill from there. Now he's got pneumonia, fluid in the lungs. They're trying to drain that off now.
Oh, yeah, let me recap, Mike. Yeah, let me recap for my listeners, Mike. Your dad had the knee replacement, right? Then had the infection.
Heart attack.
Okay. While he was in the hospital, he was perfectly healthy before he went into the hospital, right? Okay. And then things were going bad at the hospital, so you moved him to the rehab facility. And then mom got sick. Okay, go ahead.
Mom got sick. She's okay now. But dad's back in the hospital with pneumonia, and the infections are still spreading. It's a delicate balance between the drugs that are thin the blood and thicken the blood. And now they're trying to drain the lungs and everything. They had to put him on oxygen because the oxygen was low. And so it's like, it's like he takes two steps forward and five in reverse.
Well, his immunity is down. It sounds like he just has no immunity.
None whatsoever. None whatsoever. He's on life support right now, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, I am so sorry. And he was completely healthy just a couple months ago. And went in for a knee replacement.
Yeah, and this is what happens. It's just incredible. But when my mother's been going through bouts of, you know, same thing, low oxygen, fluid in the lungs and everything. You know, they're elderly people. They're in their 80s, you know?
Mike, was your dad a smoker?
No.
Never smoked?
Not at all. A cigar once in a while.
Okay. Well, I hope he battles this pneumonia, and I hope he gets off life support, but once he battles, you know, with the pneumonia, get him vaccinated, get him a good pulmonary doctor, because it's very odd. People don't understand this, but pneumonia usually decides to come out of the blue when you had nothing related to lungs, but pneumonia decides, because again, he's not moving around that much. He had to have the replacement, then they had to take it out, if I remember correctly, right? So he doesn't have the knee replacement in there. He has some sort of a what does he have in there now?
A spacer now.
Spacer.
They just took the knee out and they put a spacer in there.
Okay. My recommendation, have an infectious disease doctor take a peek at him.
Okay.
Have an infectious disease doctor take a peek.
One question before I go. An acidic body as opposed to alkaline. What's your view on that? You know, like taking more alkalines, like juices and stuff like that.
Great question, Mike. Let me let you go because we're coming to the end, but I'm going to answer that. All right. God bless you. And my prayers are with your family. Okay. Thanks for calling. Quickly, people always ask about how to make their body less acidic. The reason why the whole acidic alkaline theory came about is many foods that are bad for us, raise our, could be converted into acid. However, a person with healthy liver and kidneys maintain the proper pH balance of the blood because they could blow off the extra CO2 to make their body less acidic, and as well as they could get rid of the extra hydrogen ions through the kidneys. So technically, if your body thinks you took in any extra acid, it handles it. Otherwise, people who drink orange juice all the time or people that eat citrus food would be at risk for cancer and die, and that doesn't happen. You know, many vegetarians, many healthy people that eat citrus food, they're fine. So I don't think this whole acid theory is all there, even though I really appreciate the logic behind it. However, many basic foods are your healthier foods, like your green vegetables, your spinach, etc. So if you want to go for healthier basic foods, I'm fine with that. But I don't think you have that much control over, you know, alkalizing your body. Great question. Guys, stay on board for another hour. Please don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming up.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.